This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. In the last century and a half or so, only 139 dogs have received the coveted title of Best in Show, and that crying out there at the Westminster Dog Show for swagger was not for Best in Show. It was for the People's Choice Award. The annual Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show looked at about 2,700 entrants in its 139th competition. Miss P, a 15-inch beagle, was top dog in the end. Sarah Montague, our resident dog expert and senior producer here at our partner station, WNYC, who we love to speak with every year this time of year. Sarah Montague, welcome back to The Takeaway.
Oh, you flatterer. Thank you.
Miss P, a clear winner.
A very clear winner, although, as you hear, this was a kind of Dewey defeats Truman moment. Swagger was heavily favored, so was the Portuguese water dog Matisse, but Miss P took it all.
Miss P took it off. And here's Miss P co-owner Eddie Zook.
She was just so fluid. That's really what you look for in a beagle. Very reminiscent of Uno.
Relentless.
Yes.
Who was Uno?
Uno was the first beagle to win the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show, I believe, in 2008. So this is an unusual breed to take this honor, and she is, in fact, a niece of his.
Ah, does this represent a resurgence of beagledom here?
I think that's probably pushing it, but it does mean, I think, that in this particular case, this was a very old-fashioned judge. He was rather old school. He was looking for dogs that could show their functionality, and that's something that she demonstrated beautifully.
Here's Miss P's handler, Will Alexander, speaking to you.
She thinks she's the best one. That makes her, that puts her above. So.
Beagles are stubborn and opinionated. How do you get her to do your bidding?
Oh, I just have to always kiss her. Make her think that it's her idea.
She thinks she's the best one, and that puts her above. That's actually a fairly straightforward point in the Westminster Dog Show. Really, the dog has to project its own confidence, right?
That's absolutely it. I've interviewed a lot of these judges, and every single one of them says, I am looking for the dog that says, on the night, pick me.
And here's one of those judges.
Wonderful beagle type. You've got to have a beagle that can move and move continuously all day because they're a tracking dog.
So tell me about the other competitors and why a beagle would stand out here, because a beagle isn't spectacular like some of these other breeds.
Exactly, and that's one of the things that's always interesting about Westminster. People look at that group, there are seven dogs at the end, and they think, oh, they're comparing X to Y. And
right.
In fact, they're not. They're comparing X to X. They're saying, is this the best version of this showing at its best today? So there were some showier movers, for instance, Rocket, the Shih Tzu. Shih Tzus always looked like crazed mandarins running across the Springer Spaniel. Springers have won 14 times in this show. They're incredibly fluid and beautiful. But this beagle indicated that she was someone who could work in the field as well as in the show ring, and that's what the judge really liked about her.
And there's nothing about a fad here. It's not we're done with Shih Tzus, we're done with the Springer Spaniel.
No, judges never look at it that way. They're looking for the best dog on the day, and that's what they see.
All right. Sarah Montague, thanks so much. Congratulations. And, you know, we'll see you back here in a year.
Thank you, John.
While your dog might not be Miss P, we'd still like to see your dogs. We're collecting their photos for the Westminster Reject Project because all good dogs deserve a day in the limelight. And all of you, including the beagle owners who are reacting to my statement that beagles aren't spectacular, tweet us your spectacular photo with the hashtag Westminster Reject or post a picture to Facebook.com/The Takeaway. We've already got over 100 submissions. And you know how pet pictures work on the internet. Let's push that to about 7 or 8 million. Could we check out our photo album at thetakeaway.org?
Yeah, come on. Funky dogs. Nasty dogs.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.